what he might say. And you try to be calm and answer in nice ways. And if I can go with you way out the states, no two ways, so no page, no cell, so no trace, and you just a phone call away. So all I gotta say is,
if I can go, go home, D-go, I'll pack my things soon as you say. Baby, vamos, we'll fly away.
About to make a lot of people annoyed and croy. You better know I know how to sneak with them toys. Employed with the block since around 94, boy. And if I can flow with you, come to Dato after the studio, I roll with you. I send Dutch and three other goons to go get you. Sicario, the name who waits the whole issue. Grown men keep on crying, get more tissues. The way me and this girlie rhyming is so official that I'm taking a trip to with no pistols. Cause everything peace, only sand, no streets. Little Miami Heat, that's the plan, we'll see. Two cups, more than Sinyando when the sand beats. And I think I'll go with you. So tell the station you need a week, back to you. Come on.
Go home, Tico. I'll pack my things soon as you say. Baby, vamos, we'll fly away like there is no tomorrow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. You are tuning to radio.dominican.edu. Hope everybody is having a lovely week. On this other end, I can't complain. Everything is going smooth, except for the usual hassle and tassel. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing good. The sun is out outside. I hope you're enjoying the sun, getting your tan on, and everything is smooth. Anyways, so today's show, we're going to be looking at a whole different things in different parts of the world. There is a lot of things going on right now, and I know that you guys are going to be excited about it. If not excited, you're going to be thought provoked. You're going to actually be indulged, and you're going to, you know, just basically raise your opinion and just say what you think about all this stuff happening. Anyways, if you're tuning in right now, this is Spot On. Yeah, my baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Don't go anywhere.
It's okay, so I guess I catch you on the next track. Now I don't gotta ask.
If I can go, if I go, can go, go, I'll pack my things soon as you say. Baby, vamos, we'll fly away.
Welcome back to Spot On. Starting the show, basically, there is just something that happened during the Easter holiday, and it was not a good example that mothers should set. So I think I'm just going to mention something about that so that you folks can tell me what you think about it. So, you know, during the Easter, we have the egg hunt where we take our kids to go to, try to get some eggs that have been hidden around. And when they get the eggs, of course, there's stuff that people usually put in these fake or artificial eggs. So they got cookies, they got candies, and they got all these things. So basically, there's these two women from Georgia who their kids were trying to hunt for the eggs. And then it's a kind of a competition, but at the same time, it's supposed to be a respectable competition. People do it because they want to have fun. That's the whole reason as to why people do it. So when people do it and then they start getting all nasty, then that's not the spirit of this egg hunt. That is not the spirit. The spirit is people are supposed to be happy, and people are supposed to share the joy and the love and all the good things that come with Easter holiday. So these two women, basically, they were pushing and shoving, and because one woman actually pushed this kid who was like the first one in the competition, the mother got furious, and the mother in turn pushed this other woman's kid, and then they started pushing and shoving, and then they started fighting. So it was a whole big drama, and security had to come in, and the kids were crying, and everybody was just standing there and looking, and you know, just everybody was shocked. So folks, when you take your kids out and you see other family with kids also doing the same thing, for instance, that you guys are doing. For instance, this was an egg hunt and people were supposed to be having fun, but then again it turned nasty. So what would you do if somebody else, or what would you rather do if somebody else disrespected your kid? What are you supposed to do as a parent? You know, so in today's show, I'm thinking that we should kind of talk about parenting. Like, how are we as parents supposed to behave in a more mature, civilized, and lovely way that the community has set standards for? The standards in the community that we are supposed to look up to, supposed to behave in a certain way, especially if you're a parent. You're supposed to set an example to your kid so that they can respect other people's parents, and they can, you know, they can grow up to be mature and responsible citizens in this nation. So if you're a family, if you're a parent and you don't respect other people's kid, or you push them and you shove them just because they were pushing and shoving your kid, are you supposed to actually indulge yourself and get involved when kids are playing, when kids are racing, or whatever your kids are doing? Are you supposed to involve yourself and turn all nasty? This is a question that I'm posting to you, everybody out there. Let me know what y'all think. Like, to what extent are our parents supposed to be involved in their kids' life? To what extent? If you got a kid and your kid is fighting somebody else's kid, are you supposed to be involved? And if you decide to be involved, to what extent are you supposed to be involved? Are you allowed, are you permitted to abuse verbally or physically another person's kid? This is a moral question that I'm asking everybody out there. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page. Let me know what you think. And give me feedback, right? Facebook.com/SpotOn12. Let me know what you think, because I would love to hear what everybody think out there. I think personally that In as much as you love your kid, you're supposed to be very, very careful. And you're supposed to also love other people's kid, because the way you treat other people's kid, that's the same way you should expect your kids to be treated. So if you're a nasty-ass parent, then you should not complain when other people are nasty towards your kid, because they see the way you operate. You know what I'm saying? They see your modus operandi, and they take that as a standard that you've set, and they follow your tracks. So parents out there, and to all the future parents out there, think about what I'm saying right now and let me know what you think. Personally, I think it's wrong when you hit other people's kid, and I think it's wrong when you turn all nasty to other people's kid. I think that's my opinion, but I want to hear what you got for me today. Anyways, if you're joining us right now, you're listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. are tuned into Spot On.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuning in to Spot On Radio, the Dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. And if you missed what we are talking about today, we are talking about good parenting. What is good parenting? What are the set standards as to how, if you're a parent, how you're supposed to behave? And the set standards in the community of how our folks are supposed to act like. Whether you're mad or whether you're happy, or in regards to other people's kids. That's what we're talking about today. So there is this woman from Georgia still. Seems like parents in Georgia are going nasty. They are going crazy. This mother got an 80-year-old kid. Kid is elementary school kid. And this kid turns out, she's been sent home from class for more than 20 times because she smells so bad. 20 times, folks, that is not a joke. For your kid to be sent home 20 times just because she smells bad, that is something that is worth talking about. That is something that is worth being addressed. It brings into question what we're talking about today, good parenting. How should a good parent or how should a responsible parent take care of their kid? That's what we're talking about, folks. We are talking about this mother who got a kid who is 8 years old and she's been sent home 20 times because she smells bad. Now, I don't know what y'all think out there, but I think that this is the uttermost irresponsible thing that a parent could ever do. Like, I don't understand how your kid could be sent home 20 times and you not do something about it. Okay? So, teachers and pupils, both teachers and pupils from this school have been complaining to the school's administration about this one particular girl. And the school, the bosses, actually, the school, the principals, and everybody else who make major decisions at the school, they're saying that this has been extreme, and that is why they've been sending the girl home. Now, looking at the times that the girl has been sent home 20 times, and the parent has not actually done nothing about it, then I don't know what kind of mother this woman is. I don't know. Well, maybe folks out there might start saying that, well, folks are hating on this woman. But I don't think folks are hating on this woman. I think that this woman is being responsible. Irresponsible. At the IR to be responsible, and it's going to be irresponsible. This is what this woman is. She's very irresponsible. And I think that she deserves to be told that she is supposed to take charge and she's supposed to instill cleanliness in her household. I don't know how the rest of, if she got any, I don't know how the rest of the kids are faring on, but this particular case is a disgrace. This is an embarrassment to the society, and this woman is embarrassing all the strong mothers out there, because I know that women are the backbone of our society, and mothers are the very responsible lot. And this particular woman is not doing justice to her female kind. She is not doing okay. She's not doing something that is responsible. So she's saying that she's putting up efforts to correct the problem. And I don't know why she hasn't done that yet, but we're talking about 20 times, folks. 20 times, man. If my kid was sent home one time because she was smelling bad, I would get right on it. I don't know what y'all think about out there, but I'm just saying that if my kid was sent home one time because she was not clean, I would actually take charge. I would find out what the problem is, basically. If there was something I could do about it, chop, chop, get right on it, take care of the problem, and let the girl continue smoothly with her education. Because this is like, she's being interrupted from her learning lessons. She's being interrupted from her school routine, you know. So the mother needs to see somebody who's going to help her do that. If she ain't got no husband, then she need to ask the help of, I don't want to say doctor, but she need to ask the help of neighbors who got kids so that she can learn a thing or two, you know. She can learn a thing or two about how to maintain cleanliness in her household, what to do, and just basically to prevent further embarrassment, because this is a huge embarrassment. This is not something to smile about. I mean, I'm talking about it. It might sound as if I'm having fun in the studio, but I'm not. I'm actually so mad right now. I'm actually so mad. So basically, I think that to be a parent, to be a responsible parent, you're supposed to love your kids and you're supposed to keep your kids clean. You're supposed to help facilitate them into growing into responsible, mature citizens who love cleanliness and who respect other people. Now, if you can do this to your kid and they grow up to turn out to be something else, who are you going to blame? They're going to blame y'all, you know. They're going to say, my parent didn't care about my being clean. They didn't care about me going to school. They didn't care about none of that. So, because of my folks, they did not show me the right way. So, that's just my opinion. I think that if you're a parent or if you're an aspiring parent, you should be able to take charge. Show your kids the way. Show them the right way so that they can grow up to become responsible citizens who pay the taxes and who basically love everybody, who kids who are so good-spirited and who are so positive in life. That is my opinion. But you can let me know what you think. Hit me up on my Facebook, spot on 12 at Facebook, and let me know what you think, okay? If you're joining us right now, you are listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. radio@dominican.edu.
to Spot On.
Yeah, welcome back to Spot On. You are tuning in radio, dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. And yeah, today we're talking about parenting. We're talking about the right way. What is the right way of raising kids? Like, what is the right way of raising kids that are going to be responsible and productive in the society? And we're talking about, why do we have bad parents out there? Why do we have parents that are not good in parenting? Why do we have that? So basically, we're trying to talk about it and just to see how we can come up with solutions and how we can basically engage the community and try to come up with ways on how we can help raise the standards of parenting, because from the way things look right now, it doesn't look good. So this is another woman from same place, Georgia. This is another woman from Georgia, and she's been charged with murder right now because she stabbed her 16-year-old girl to death. Because a few months ago, she joined a pro hunger movement, and she's loved it so much that she's stabbed her kid to death. And the kid actually tried a couple of times to try to get food, and the parent would actually not give the kid food, which is not. This is, I don't care what you say, but I don't think this is acceptable, you know. And I mean, she gave the reason that she did not like the kid. She hated the kid. A reason not known to anybody. I don't know why she hated the kid. But I think that if you're going to give back to a kid and you start hating the kid, you'd rather not do it. You'd rather not get pregnant and start hating your kid. You would rather not do that. You would rather not get pregnant and start hating your kid. Folks, we are trying to come up with ways of how we could try to address such issues in our community. Bad parenting. This is not good parenting. You stab your kid to death. What is that? How can you even stand before a jury and actually defend yourself? Like, what you did is right. I don't think that was right. I think that we have people who are parents, and we have people who are so crazy, and we have crazy parents. So you get a combination of a parent and a crazy parent, then everything goes ballistic. Now, I am seeing some of your feedbacks, and I'm seeing some of what people are saying out there. And I mean, a lot of people are agreeing with what I'm saying, because such issues need to be addressed, and we need to address them quickly. Because we have a lot of crime going on right now, and we have a lot of unproductive teenagers who basically engage in a lot of dangerous activities just because they've not been shown the right way, just because their parents have been slacking. They've not been doing their duty the way they're supposed to be doing it. So that is why, Spot On, we're talking about such issues, because we want to get you involved. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want to come up with basically ways of how we can rectify this problem, of how we can take care of it, this problem that we're facing right now. You know, still on the same, there is this guy who got a huge tattoo on his face, huge tattoo like on his entire face, and he's actually mean looking. And this guy has a 2-month-old kid. Now, what this guy did, I don't understand if he got a lawyer, and that's the part that I don't understand. I don't understand how somebody can do something that crazy and then get somebody who's going to defend that crime. Now, unfortunately, that is the way the law works, and nobody's guilty until proven innocent. Or everybody's guilty rather until proven innocent. And he's facing murder charge right now. Not murder charge, but he's facing abuse charges right now, because he beat the 2-month-old kid until the infant became blind and got a brain damage. Now, how can you beat a 2-month-old or kid until they become blind and they get brain damage. How can you do that? How can a sane person do that? I don't understand how somebody can do that, folks. Try to make me understand how somebody can be that crazy to beat a 2-month-old kid until they become blind and they get brain damage. I don't understand. Now, this is the perfect definition of craziness. This is the craziness that I was talking about. Parents that do not deserve to have kids. If you know that you're not going to be a good parent to your kid, why go ahead with it? Why make somebody pregnant? Or why choose to get pregnant? Do not get pregnant if you know you're going to be a bad parent to your kid. This is what I'm saying. You know, because you're going to end up in jail and you're going to generate a lot of hate. You're going to generate a lot of hate because people don't like parents who beat up kids. Nobody like a physically abusive parents, let alone verbally. So we are saying right now that folks who have kids and who abuse these kids do not deserve to keep their kids. Now, it's not a good thing for kids to actually be put on foster homes or be adopted. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids deserve to have their real parents. Kids deserve to have a good home. It doesn't matter whether the parents is biological or not, but kids deserve to have a home that is conducive to live in. A home that is peaceful, a home that is full of love, a home that is basically well kept, and a home that you feel proud and loved, and you actually look forward to go home when you come from school. So we are talking about bad parenting, folks. If you're tuned in right now, you are listening to Spot On at radio.dominican.edu, and we are trying to see how we can change the bad parenting that we have going on right now. Because a lot of parents are doing crazy things. A lot of parents are abusing their kids. And a lot of parents, like I said, are stabbing their kids to death, which is not something to be smart. It's not something to be proud of. It's not something to smile about. It is not something that we as a society should tolerate. We're supposed to speak against it. And basically, it's called all these folks that are doing it so that they can change their ways. So that's what we're talking about. I mean, I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Spot On 12, and let me know what you think, because this is so, so interesting. And it's not interesting in a nice way, but just so interesting to hear other people's opinion, how we can address this issue. I mean, I'm calling it out. I'm saying that it's not right. We need a shift of mentality. We need a shift of our behavior, you know. So I'm waiting for your feedback. I'm on the internet actually just reading what you folks are saying. A lot of feedback, a lot of comments, but you know, I'm just gonna go through some of them. But I want to hear what you, new listener, have to say.
You are the one. Join Yellow Baby every Wednesday and Friday.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make.
Yes, yes. Welcome back to Spot On. You are tuning in radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here in the studio. And today, folks, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about good parenting. What is good parenting? What are the set standards that the community has been living up to? Because we have parents who do crazy things out there, and they start complaining that, oh, we got bad kids. We have kids who do this and that. And that's what we're talking about. So basically, I'm looking at people's feedback, and also, like, a lot of people are not happy about it. A lot of people are not happy that we have parents who do not teach their kids how to be clean. We have parents who knock their kids the F out. We have parents who abuse their kids verbally and physically. We have these kind of parents living in our midst. So that's what we're talking about. What is good parenting? That's what we're talking about, folks. I want to hear your feedback, and I want to hear what you got to say about these parents who are actually abusing their kids and parents who do not take care of their kids, you know? So, yeah, so that's what we're talking about. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you have to say. And it's just so interesting because it's not a happy thing. It's not something that we're supposed to smile about, but it's something that we're supposed to talk about and to try to see how we can address these issues and try to see basically how we can move forward as a society, how we can bring forth a productive society, a society that actually cares about everybody, a society that is full of love, peace, and harmony. So, anyways, this is a guy who lost his wife, and the guy is a millionaire, and I know a lot of ladies are actually looking up this guy right now. This guy is 69 years old. He's an Indian, and he grabbed the news because he put out a $15,000 advertisement try to woo the ladies into falling in love with him. So he's actually carried out a few interviews, try to look for potential wife, and apparently he's not found a wife material yet because he's saying all the women out there got big bumps. So he doesn't want that. He just wants a woman who got a small, sweet looking behind and who's not overweight, and a woman who doesn't take meat. So he's looking for a woman who's a vegetarian basically, and who don't got no big belly, and who's basically fit, a woman who hits the gym whenever she got the time. So women out there, if you know that you want to get married to a millionaire, I mean, you know, you can look this guy up and try to see if you can schedule an interview and try to see if you can knock all those ladies who are trying to run after this man. But I'm not sure if that is the way to actually find love. I believe that love is something that you find when you're not looking for it. You know, it just hits you and you just realize that, yo, dang, I'm in love. You don't see it coming. So I don't know about this guy. He's 69. I think that probably he's been lonely long enough. So he's trying to find ways that he can actually find somebody who's going to like him for what he is. But the thing is, I don't know if he's doing it the right way. You know, because if you're a millionaire, you're not supposed to broadcast your wealth. You're not supposed to tell everybody out there that, yo, I can put a $15,000 advert. I got a fleet of cars, because that's what he's saying. He's saying he got helicopters. He's saying he flies first class private jets. That's what he flies. And he's actually got homes, like, you know, basically in different continents. So, folks, I don't know if that is the right way of finding love. I think that there's going to be gold diggers who are going to be running after this guy. And he should just sit and wait for it to happen. You know, he should try to play a guy who doesn't got no money so that people can love him for what he is, not because he's a millionaire. But, you know, I'm sure everybody got a different opinion, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. I'm saying that is not the right way of going about things. You cannot find love by broadcasting all the wealth that you have. If you're joining us right now, you are listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here, only at radio.dominican.edu. Let me know what you think, okay? Anyways, moving forward, still in India, there's these three women and three men who set themselves on fire, self-immortalized themselves because their house was about to be demolished by the city. Now, this is another ethical issue about moral, about the society and how we go about our daily routine. I don't understand how the society basically can leave people to fight their own war. I mean, if somebody got a problem and society is intact, we're supposed to come together and address certain issues, right? You know, if you leave people to fight their own war and they're desperate, then they resort to measures like this, setting themselves up on fire. Now, unfortunately, one of them has died and three of them are in critical condition right now in the hospital. And I mean, I just hope they get better. But I don't know if what they did, setting themselves fire, is the right way to go about your problems. I think that everybody got problems. Everybody got problems. And if people got problems, everybody set themselves on fire, we wouldn't have a human race, would we? So I don't think they went about it the right way. But at the same time, I know they were so stressed up and they were just looking for a way to express their stress. And you can say they did a right thing, you can say they did a wrong thing, but the bottom line is that they were looking for a way to express themselves. Now, they get everybody's attention. The whole world knows that this 5 people who set themselves on fire because their house was about to be demolished. And I am sure we have sympathizers, and I'm sure we don't have sympathizers. But bottom line is, folks, we are supposed to step in and try to assist when people got problems. We're supposed to talk about how we can help when certain issues like that arise. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, hit me back on Facebook. Let me know what you think, okay? You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here.
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I have history, or don't you remember? She ain't got your love anymore. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
Welcome back. You are tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. And you're listening to Spot On. Okay. So basically today we've been talking about good parenting and what are the standards that we as a society are supposed to set to actually uplift the living standards. Not only that, but basically to show our kids the way forward, the right way. How are we supposed to live as a society? How is it supposed to raise kids who are productive and not just bandits in the society? So basically, I've been getting a lot of feedbacks from y'all folks, and a lot of people actually agree with me that we want parents who do not abuse their kids verbally and physically. We want parents who respect the right of their kids. We want parents who love their kids regardless of whether their kids perform in school or not. But we want parents who show their kids the right way. Because from the way things are looking right now, things are not looking good. And we definitely need to step in as a society and make things better. So, folks, good parenting. If you want to be a parent in the future, take tips from us today that we, if you know you're going to verbally or physically abuse your kid, do not get pregnant. Do not make nobody pregnant if you know you're going to be an irresponsible father. If you're going to drink, you know, if you're going to be disrespecting your kids and disrespecting your neighbor's kids and all that. Anyways, interesting study was done and they actually found out that if you get stressed, that in the long term, it's going to cause problems for, it's going to bring problems to your mental health and you're actually going to live miserably. So basically, if you get stressed by small things like being on a traffic jam, basically, or somebody hurts your feelings, or just getting annoyed, just with anything, can be very damaging to your health. So think about it. This research actually was done by professors from the University of California in Ivan, and that's what they found. So basically, folks, think about it. Don't get stressed. Take life easy, right? I mean, I know life is not smooth. But that's life. Life is what you make it. Take the negatives and make them into positives and smile about every little thing that come your way. You know, you should have a positive attitude, and you're gonna live a long life. That's my mantra. That's how I live my life, basically. Okay, so they actually equated being stressed to eating bad food, like eating junk. So being stressed is like eating junk food, which is not healthy. Y'all know about it. Anyway, folks, I know y'all loved your time. Y'all love tuning in. Check us next time. You've been listening to Snitching. You've been listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. And this was Radio at Dominican.edu. Check us next time. Adios.
Outside of it, and yet we find a way. The sky is gray, and it starts to take.